Ambassador Kim.
Dr. Yu, President of the Korea Foundation. Distinguished professors and colleagues all, welcome to Brisbane. Welcome to Australia, where that's relevant for many of you. It is indeed a very great pleasure to have you all here this evening,
this morning.
I should say, in the Australian way, please feel free to take your coats off if you would like, as you will see that I don't have mine on, but whatever you are comfortable with, we will be comfortable with. I think it's probably a fairly good place to be in Brisbane at the moment. Many of you have left probably a metre of snow in Seoul, I suppose, in the last day or so. But we are very, very honoured that you have come to share your knowledge with us. We know that the Korea Foundation has put together a group of participants who are very, very distinguished and very renowned and well-known in Korea, and we are very, very grateful that you have all come to have this dialogue with us. I'm also very pleased to say that even though, as many of you will be aware, this time of the year is a time when the great majority of Australians are on holidays, that we are absolutely delighted that our Australian colleagues and New Zealand colleague that we have managed to put together for this event are people who have enormous expertise in their particular field. So we have probably the best group of experts on the subjects upon which we'll be talking in Australia here today. And in the relatively short time, we're very grateful to all of you for making the time and making yourself available to come here today. I have met, I think, all of you here, but I should perhaps just reiterate that I'm Geoffrey Ewing. I'm president of the Australian Institute of International Affairs here in Queensland. I think most of you, again, will be aware that our institute operates very much as a federation. We have a national body, and Melissa Connolly Tyler, of course, is our national executive director. Thank you very much, Melissa, for organising this today. But we do operate as a federation, but we have a common mission, of course, to promote an interest in and understanding of international affairs. We are, of course, also particularly grateful to the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade and Acting Director Matthew Harrison, who was here a moment ago, for making the premises available to us today and hosting us here today. As I mentioned, our mission to promote an interest in and understanding of international affairs, of course, complements very much the mission of the Korea Foundation, as I understand it. You seek to promote an understanding of Korea within the international community and, of course, do a lot internally within Korea to achieve that end. The Australia Korea Foundation, of course, represented by Acting Chair Professor Michael Manton down the end, has an aim also to promote bilateral relations. And so the aims of the various organisations here today complement each other in what I think is a very, very constructive way. And it is really an enormous pleasure to be able to host this policy dialogue, which should improve the prospects of improving what are already very, very substantial relationships between our two countries. We, of course, work very closely together on a whole range of issues and disciplines, and I'm not going to try and cover all of those here today. Just to tell you a little more about AIIA, our federation, we conduct seminars all around Australia. We operate very much on a regional basis, and for instance here in Queensland we hold seminars approximately every 2 weeks, where we have people come along to listen to our seminar leaders who may be from the diplomatic area, from the academic area, from the political area, or from the scientific area, looking at, in some cases, country-specific issues. And of course we have enjoyed presentations on the Republic of Korea on quite a number of occasions, and we also of course look at major international issues that are of concern to all countries, like climate change and food security and a whole range of issues like this. So while we in Queensland have these very regular seminars, the other states do likewise. Some of the smaller states may not hold their seminars quite so frequently. Other larger states like New South Wales and Victoria hold them as often as weekly. And so we do feel that we are a very good means or medium by which knowledge of other countries can be spread to the Australian people. And of course we have had over a considerable period of time very strong relationships politically with our own government, even though we receive some small funding from the federal government. Essentially we are self-funded. We are of course apolitical, so when we don't take positions on issues, we simply try and increase people's knowledge of what is going on. We do believe that this dialogue provides a terrific opportunity to work towards our common ideals, and we think that the cooperation which we which is going to come out of this meeting is going to benefit both of our countries in very, very many ways. I should I don't want to take up time which is going to be far better spent with some of our experts, but let me firstly mention a few things of an administrative nature. As you will see, we have a podium and a microphone up there. It is not necessary for you to take the podium and the microphone, but if you wish to do so, please do so. But if you would like to simply stay in your chair and talk, that is equally satisfactory as far as we're concerned. There's been a... We obviously got quite a bit to go through. You've all seen the program. I don't think we've allocated specific times to every speaker, but I think in the broad it would be best if the leaders of the particular each presenter could limit their remarks to say 10 to 15 minutes, because we do want to make this a dialogue in the truest sense. If you wish to add what may be considered perhaps a new point on the particular subject which is being presented, perhaps you might take your name tag and put it in front of you like so, if you want to add that new point. On the other hand, if you've simply got almost an interjection or something fairly casual or a remark that you wish to make to an immediate point, simply raise your hand and you can take the floor at that opportunity. But you all have details of the time we'll try and speak to, so and stick to, so please try and do that. I should mention perhaps the logistical matters. The ladies' bathroom is on this floor, out that door and to the right. For the gentlemen, it's slightly more complicated because you have to get out of this room and go across the corridor and enter a secure area on the other side. So Sebastian McClellan, who over here has a pass. And so gentlemen who need to use our facility should grab the pass off Sebastian. And I believe the men's lavatory has a code. Is that right, Sebastian? The women's has a code. Sorry, I'm glad I got that right. The women's bathroom has a code 12345, so that's not too hard to remember. The men's, once you're into the other area via the pass, you don't need a code. The other thing, and I think most of you have been approached as you've come in, there's a few boxes outside the door for mobile phones. This is, of course, a DFAT secure area, which is one of the reasons it's a bit difficult to get in and out of, but also phones may not work, but they certainly shouldn't be used in here. So if you haven't placed your phone in the box outside, we'd be grateful if you would do that. I think that is all I want to say at this point. So I would like now to welcome Dr. Yu, the President of the Korea Foundation, to make some remarks to us. Dr. Yu, thank you.